Hello, Bulldogs. Thank you for tuning in to Who's Behind the Bulldog, Arvada High School's community interview podcast series. I'm your host and one of the assistant principals at Arvada, Jeremy Jensen. Each week, I'll sit down with someone from our Arvada community, be it staff, students, families, or other community members, to hear their stories. We'll discuss their histories, successes, challenges, learnings, future hopes and dreams, and much more. I hope you find some connections in their stories and hopefully are inspired to take some time to get to know them a bit better as our school year progresses. We have an amazing community here at Arvada, and I hope we can continue to strengthen that despite the challenges that await us in these unknown times.
This week's guest is 10th grade student Austin Jackson. Austin is a student who moved to Colorado last year from Mississippi and loves his experience at Arvada. His favorite things about Arvada and some of the differences between here and Mississippi. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Who's Behind the Bulldog with Austin Jackson.
Hello, Austin Jackson. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. How about you?
Doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. It's a little bit of crazy week coming back to all this hybrids in-person stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Are you happy to be back in person?
To be honest, I am.
Good. Yeah, me too. It's good to see faces. It's good to see people, even if we only see like half of their face with their masks on. Right.
Right.
Austin, this is the Who's Behind the Bulldog podcast, and I just wanted to welcome you here first and thank you for being my second student guest. And go ahead and tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and your family and your background.
Okay, let's see. My name's Austin Jackson. I'm 16 years old. I got a generally nice family. I got two siblings, and I live with my grandma and grandpa. And let's see. Oh, and I'm a very interesting person. There you go.
Oh, what makes you so interesting?
I like to talk to people.
That's partly why I had you on this podcast, because you seem like a great conversationalist. And so I'm looking forward to learning a little bit more. Now, Austin, you're kind of new to Colorado. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. I think I've been here for just about a year now. Just over a year now.
Where'd you move from?
Mississippi.
So tell me a little bit about Mississippi. What was life like for you down there, down south?
Very hot and humid.
Was that the biggest difference, do you think, between here and there, is just the weather?
Mostly, yeah, because down south, you don't see that much snow either. It rarely snows. Like, if it snows, it's just, like, tiny little flakes.
Yeah. Are you happy with the snow?
To be honest, I'm tired of seeing the snow already.
Yeah. I know. I can't wait for spring and summertime to hit.
Yeah.
What about school? Like, school between here and there, what are some of the biggest differences of, like, what school's like in Mississippi and what school's like in Colorado?
To be honest, school in Mississippi was more like, they were more slow going than up here. But at the same time, I didn't really see that much of a massive difference, but I would see like little changes every now and then.
So just a little bit slower pace in Mississippi?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Do you like the faster pace here in Colorado?
Yeah, I do. I really like it a lot more.
Awesome. Tell the listeners something about yourself that might surprise them.
I don't know that. If people don't know me, I guess one thing that's going to surprise them is that I didn't really play football for that long. I think I played football for maybe 3 years, because I started back in middle school. Like, if you know, like, most of the football players probably started, like, when they're, like, in grade school or played little league or anything like that.
So you don't play football anymore?
I wasn't playing it this year, but I was planning on next year.
Okay, so football coaches out there, get ready for Mr. Austin Jackson to be on the team. Just kind of, why would people be surprised by that? Do they kind of make an assumption that you just kind of already play football?
Well, yes, kind of. Just like for me, I'm not that much of a built person. I'm more of a lightweighted person. 'Cause again, like you're gonna need like a little weight when you're playing sports. Unlike me, I don't really pass the 120 mark. So that's one thing that might surprise.
Hey, Austin, can you kind of tell everybody a little bit about why you selected to come to Arvada? What was it about Arvada that made you want to come?
Well, dude, when I first came, I didn't even thought this was a high school, to be honest with you, because I was like, oh wow, this school's so big. And because in Mississippi, the schools are not really as big as you think. But when I came here, I thought it was a college campus, to be honest with you. And I was like, huh, if this is a high school, this might be a new experience for me. And what I was thinking about, I was like, how the school would be compared to my other one. I was like, since I'm at a new school, I guess a new start for me right here. You know?
Yeah, so you saw the size as kind of being a positive thing of like it's
Yeah.
bigger, maybe there's going to be more opportunities possibly.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. Have you gotten involved in any extracurricular activities? I know it's been a really crazy year, and not many opportunities are available, but have you in the past had involvement with extracurriculars, or do you want to in the future be involved with other activities?
I don't think I was really involved with anything in the past. But if I get like an invitation to do one, I will most likely take that opportunity and do it.
All right. We'll keep that out there that maybe you're a little bit on the shy side and might appreciate the invitations to be involved. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's fair enough. Austin, thinking about your classes here at Arvada, what are some of the things that you're most interested in that most excite you about your classes at Arvada?
To be honest, I really like the cooking aspect of chemistry. That gets me excited the most, 'cause I will like to like really start to get into cooking. And if I had to say, I like to learn more about history, but I am more of a person more into Japanese history, but I wouldn't mind learning more about the world history or just America itself.
So, would you consider yourself to kind of be a naturally inquisitive person that likes to learn?
I can't say I like to, but it's more like I wouldn't mind to.
Okay. What are some things that would make learning more interesting for you and more exciting?
That's a good question. I might have to say if I get to really research one like major subject, not a subject, like topic that I really like, that will get me into that said subject more. Like if you get me to like research some part of history that I really like, I will like most likely dig in to that part of the history that interests me the most.
What makes that part of history something that you're just naturally drawn to and naturally like?
I have to say what's made during that time period of the history is mostly what I'm interested in.
Austin, we've done a lot of things remotely this year. What are some of the things that you kind of find works for you and maybe doesn't work for you when it comes to like learning remotely behind the Zoom screen?
Well, I'm more of an in-person person, so it's easy for me to learn when I'm in person. But behind the screens, I didn't really see too much positive effects in that aspect. So it's kind of hard for me to like tell you how helpful, I guess, learning and I mean learning behind the screen was.
Okay. Was there anything that any of your teachers did that did help a little bit? I know that it sounds like it was a challenge for you, but was there anything that you were like, yeah, actually, I liked when teachers did this?
Well, I like when when I'm in math, that the teacher would be doing the math on like a separate screen. That and since I feel like a little closer to that screen, it's easier for me to like comprehend and read that.
So like the screen sharing where teachers show you the work on your screen instead of just the video?
Yes, sir.
That's a good answer, Austin. Thinking about some of your favorite teachers, like what are some of the qualities that you look for in a really good teacher, some of your favorite teachers?
The one of the qualities is that they always seem so happy to see their students. That always gets me in like a good mood, seeing the teachers like that and seeing like them smile too. I like to see a teacher smile.
Positivity helps make you more positive and makes you more interested and excited to be there.
Yes, sir.
It's hard not to enjoy people's company when they're happy and really enjoy and love what they're doing, right?
Yes, sir.
So thinking about Arvada kind of last year before we had all this remote stuff and that we were more in person, what are some of the things that you most appreciated about being a student at Arvada when we were all just fully in person?
I guess the part I really did like when we were in person is that we got to go outside and like when it wasn't snowing or anything, that we got to be outside with our friends and everything and just like chill out right there, you know?
So like during that free time?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Anything else like in the class, in classes that you really liked, that you appreciated about when we were back in person with whole classes? Was there any projects or anything that you really enjoyed being part of?
Let's see. In my history class, there was one project that we did. We were in a little group, and pretty sure it was about the continents. And when we were learning about the continents, we were all each in like a little project. And then that one time when we went to I think it was the city hall, that was really one of my favorite parts of my history class right there, is going on a little trip to that place.
Austin, if you had to give any suggestions for any of your teachers, do you have anything that comes to mind of like, hey, I think I would really like to see this?
Actually, I don't really have no suggestions. I think everybody's doing fine.
Well, teachers out there that are listening, great job. Keep up the good work for Austin. He likes what you're doing, so keep that up. Austin, is there anything that you really hope to accomplish in your time while you're at Arvada?
What I really do hope to accomplish is I want to be like more talkative towards stuff that I don't know. As in like, because sometimes I'll be stubborn sometimes and just be like, I can get this with no help, but eventually don't understand that and don't ask nobody for help. That's one of the things I want to try and improve here.
So building up your confidence a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's a really good answer. That's actually a part of our agency rubrics, and that's a goal that we have overall for us here, is to like own your own learning. And in order to do that, you got to be able to have confidence to ask the right questions at the right times.
Yeah.
Good goal, Austin. What about after Arvada? What are your big goals and plans after you graduate?
Well, I guess one of my goals is I do want to try to go back and spend some time in Mississippi. That's one of my goals. But then after that, I do want to try to get into a somewhat decent college, you know.
Do you have an idea of what kind of job you might want to have, what you might want to study at college maybe?
Probably, because I do like to build, so something to involve hands-on work like that.
Something to do with your hands then, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay, lots of options out there. thinking back to Arvada then, is there anything, if you had a magic wand and could change one thing about Arvada, is there anything that you would change just to make Arvada a little bit better? Sounds like you really like it here, and that's awesome, and you really like your teachers. But if you had to pick something that you'd like to see just maybe a little bit better or different, what would that be?
Oh, man, that's a hard one. Because I really like Arvada for what it is right now. So I might have to say, if I had to do it, I would love to try eat on the roof. Like have like a little roof area right there, you know, and just
okay,
right there.
Maybe that could be a creative project that we do in engineering or some, or construction or something, is build a roof patio.
Oh yeah, that'd be good.
All right, so like building yourself. Austin, thinking about yourself and your past, and we, a part of this podcast, asked this question to everybody about what they think has been like their best mistake.
So it was back when I was pretty little. I was taking out the trash, and there was a piece of glass hanging out, and I didn't know because I totally forgot we had glass in there, and scraped my leg. And it was a pretty deep scar. And I still have it now. I was like, and every time I look at it, I always look back on that one day and be like, huh, I remember how that happened too. And that, and I don't know why I always like smile at that moment and be like, wow, that was pretty dumb. Why I didn't notice that.
What'd you learn from that mistake?
Gently put in the trash first. And when you take it out, double check the sides to see if anything's poking out.
I like that. Survey the scene for safety.
Yeah.
One more question for you, Austin. Let's pretend that you are Austin Jackson. You're back last year on your very first day that you came to Arvada. Mm-hmm. And if I remember correctly, that was like, wasn't on the first day of school. It was a little bit into the school year, right?
Like, yeah, I think it was like sometime in September.
Yep. What advice would you give to yourself if you were to go back in time and see yourself on that day?
I would have to say, learn how to use the computer first. Because I didn't know what I was doing whatsoever. Like with the docs and everything. I was like, what in the world is a doc? And I was like, yeah, I would tell myself, hey, look up on the internet to make sure you know what a doc is.
So just, you've built a lot of computer skills while you've been here, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. I mean, technology skills are so important today. And I think they're only going to get more and more essential as a skill set to do what you need to do, even if it's those hands-on things that you're hoping to do after college.
Yes, sir.
Austin, I just want to thank you so much. It's been awesome talking with you today. You've been my second student guest on this podcast, and I really enjoyed our conversation today. So thank you for joining me for the podcast.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, Austin?
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all for tuning into today's podcast. I want to encourage you to take a minute to reach out to today's guest and make a personal connection. Until next time, this has been Jeremy Jensen with Who's Behind the Bulldog.